This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Dan Bongino has been defending this republic for most of his adult life. Former high-level Secret Service agent, ran the foreign details. Going to be joining us to talk about the campaign and more. I will ask him if he's gotten the information about Hillary's health, but they condition him so much to not talk. And I understand if you actually have a president, you shouldn't. This is not a president. It is a globalist occupier. That's not rhetoric. It's a fact. And Hillary is run by George Soros, who is running the whole destabilization program of the country and the cop-killing operations. So, I mean, I'm here doing all this. It's time for people just to start standing up. I'll tell you right now. That's why they killed Michael Hastings. He discovered incredible information and went on TV a few days before and said, look, the whole government's been taken over by foreign interests. I'm about to release incredible information. The whole press is controlled. We're in a crisis situation. You've got to get ready. It's unbelievable what I've discovered. And it was just all sorts of stuff because we've talked to folks that talked to the family before they got threatened. And his wife did a 180. Of course, she was highest level National Security Council. He was definitely a spook as well. And whatever he found out, boy, he was running away from Homeland Security when his car blew up. We already know what they're doing. They don't kill you once you already know it and say it. They kill respected journalists who discover it on their own and are going to go tell the world. Truth is, it's already out, the whole stinking thing. This little detail or that little detail, whatever. Do we need WikiLeaks to tell us Hillary Clinton is putting daily talking points out to over 100 media outlets? And then everybody under that takes those talking points and regurgitates it down to the local level. That there is a circle jerk of them just vomiting in each other's mouths, ring around the rosy over and over again, and that's why nobody wants to watch it. It's the most canned garbage with a bunch of con artists trying to look as convincing as they can up there vomiting recycled throw up. So Bongino is going to be popping in. And then I didn't get to all the stuff I wanted to cover last hour. Amazing Trump news, scary Trump news, important Trump news, the latest stuff going on in Milwaukee. We're going to break it all down. I mean, there's some. In fact, let's play some of the Milwaukee clips now just because they're so insane. I mean, this is what Mind Control and MTV and Sumner Redstone and that whole fake hip-hop thing did. Now, the first hip-hop wasn't like this. They got it and turned it into gangster garbage. Some early stuff, I liked a lot of it myself when I was a kid, but it just turned into that whole death culture, and that was all weaponized by design. But let's play the family member who's at the press conference saying, let's burn down the suburbs. Let's play that.
Oh, everything! How is Mama going to fight for her love?
Now, again, this is how weaponized media will work from the globals. They'll say, because we make fun of that, we're making fun of women that do hair attachments. People across the board do that. It's funny saying, though, we need our hair attachments. It'd be like, saying we need our curling irons. I mean, it's just so ridiculously decadent and disconnected. Our poorest Americans are better off than most poor people in almost every other country. And we've got problems. But, again, the entitlement level of this is just crazy. What is it? Her brother is a convicted felon, all this stuff, running around waving a gun in the middle of the night at a black cop. Do they really think the black cop shot him because he was black? No, I think he shot him because he's a guy waving a gun. And the truth is, police shoot in confrontations whites many times more often than blacks because they feel more comfortable about it. And because they'll go into more dangerous situations in a predominantly white neighborhood. The police have told everybody this. And quite frankly, man, I tell you, I've seen some poor white neighborhoods. I don't want to go in East Texas. Same thing with some of these poor black neighborhoods. I mean, listen, they don't want the cops there. The cops are pulling out of these neighborhoods, and the crime rates are going straight up.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price. Until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
There I was completely wasting, out of work and down. All inside, it's so frustrating. Town to town.
Dan Mondino is our guest for just a segment or two. He, of course, is a best-selling author. He was a special agent with the Secret Service before that, a New York cop. He ended up leading the foreign details. He was a senior Secret Service agent. And obviously, he's never released any secrets about Obama or about the Clintons when she was in the State Department or anything else he saw. But he has been harassed and had a lot of mysterious things happen just for coming out and saying he politically opposes them. Now we have the emails that came out over a month ago that show the Democratic Party has been directing the media on what to say and having people dress up like Bernie Sanders supporters to go attack Trump supporters. Now, we knew this from our sources. Now it's confirmed. I also wanted to talk to him. We're not going to play it. It went viral last week for the interest of time. He was on Don Lemon, and Lemon was saying, oh, this is so horrible. Trump, was out here calling for the assassination of Hillary. And then basically trying to shut off Bongino, who's trained to know what real threats are. And I want him to be able to elaborate and not be interrupted here, even though he did destroy Lemon. I'm not a rocket scientist or a criminologist, but I'll tell you this. Trump was spouting the standard from my cold, dead hands statement, or what I said, 1776 commences again, that everyone says that when all else is lost, we have the Second Amendment. That's basically in the Declaration of Independence. Now, that's what I got from it. In fact, I thought it was milquetoast compared to even stuff Reagan would say. He was just kind of like, well, if it's just the judges and they take it away, well, it's nothing you can do unless, I guess, maybe the Second Amendment folks think they can do something. I mean, that was just kind of relaying a cliche of the Second Amendment. And then I have the clips where, again, I have all these media pundits and other people, including the vice president, saying, if Obama tries to take my guns, I got my Beretta and I know how to use it, and he's going to have a problem. Now, for me, that was a clear threat. It was a clear joke. But he was saying to the colloquialism of the grassroots Democrats from my cold, dead hand. Mr. Bongino, is that an accurate statement, do you think?
Yeah, I think what he was trying to do is get out the vote. I mean, I think he was clearly trying to marshal people who care about the right to self-protection, Alex. You know, it matters to them. He was clear. And Alex, let me just be clear on this from the start. But I'm not a Trump surrogate. I don't speak to him, the campaign. I'm doing my own thing. I have my own campaign in Florida run. I went on there to defend what I think is liberty and conservative values.
You were a cruise guy.
I was a cruise guy. Exactly. No kidding. Like, that's the most amazing part of this whole thing. And I even said it in the interview. But Alex, if we allow, this is why what happened with Don Lemon and Trump's comments, this is why this is so destructive and why in this election this matters so much. And I know you know this on your show specifically. Once we allow the left-leaning media, which is what most of them are, to paint conservative or liberty-based talk as inherently violent, what do you think the next step is, Alex? The next step is censorship. You can't allow this to happen. So I'm asking your listeners whether you support Trump, Cruz, Rubio, Ron Paul, Rand Paul, Joey Bag of Donuts. I don't care who you support. Do not allow them to do this, because once they do it, it's the next step towards suppression of free speech, which the left has always...
And as usual, you cut right to the heart. They're censoring in Europe. They're starting to censor here. They admit they want to censor us because they can't compete with our ideas. And you hit the nail on the head. They are wanting to say it's radical. They want to put out these law enforcement advisements. I mean, they even tried to ban in the Navy the Gadsden flag that was the first flag of the U.S. Navy. I mean, they mean business.
Right, they do. And I'm glad you pointed out the fact that, one, Trump never mentioned the word gun when he was talking about the he said the Second Amendment people. I don't know. That's his quote. Exactly. Almost verbatim. I may have missed a two-word or a three-letter word in there, whatever. But he said Second Amendment people. I don't know. Joe Biden said, oh, he comes for my Beretta. And then Mrs. Clinton, I don't know if you remember this one, Alice, in 2008 when she was running against Barack Obama and was getting her butt kicked and wouldn't get out of the race. An editorial board said, well, you know, why are you still in this race? You're going to lose. And she said, well, you know, Bobby Kennedy was assassinated in June. Wait, what? Bobby Kennedy was did she just imply that Barack Obama could potentially be assassinated? That's why she's in the race?
As a senior, a former Secret Service agent trained in, I mean, like no one else, on how to assess a real threat, to me, that was a very mafioso, sly way to directly threaten Obama at a time that we know they were at each other's throats.
Well, I think what happens with politics is we tend to, you know, you look at these things and you say, all right, they're running for office, and people say all kinds of desperate things running for office. I think it was clear when you contextualize all these statements, they were imprudently worded and probably could have been worded better. But the question you opened up with the show with, which is the important one, was this a threat? The answer is, of course not. And what's sickening about this whole thing, Alex, is the left and the media knows it wasn't a threat. The only reason they're doing this is to influence elections and get the American people to think that any talk about liberty, any talk about conservatism, about American values is inherently violent, and they're using it as a crutch to try and put a muzzle on conservatives.
Exactly. In fact, I put together a news piece that we aired yesterday where I pointed out just that when Heston said it was okay, when I said it was okay, when everybody else said it, and Ronald Reagan said it, and Ice-T said it was okay, but suddenly he puts out a mild, wimpy form of the statement, and then they act like it's the end of the world. That shows they're trying to change the Overton window to make that basically illegal.
Right, and what they want to do also, yes, you're right, they want to frighten conservatives and libertarians and liberty-minded folks in the future from being able to discuss this issue either. You know, every time they do this, people say to themselves, whether advertently or inadvertently, they go, oh, gosh, if I bring up this Second Amendment thing, some media type going to say I'm calling for violence. You understand that this is what they want? This is the left-wing media's goal, and it's always been their goal. Their goal is to stop you from being able to say things that are going to fight to advance the cause of liberty, and this is how they do it. I mean, I read his statement, Trump's statement, in the Washington Post. I got the, when CNN sent me the request for an on-air hit, I had to read the article twice, Alex, to figure out what they were talking about. I'm not making this up. I read through it, and I'm like, I don't understand where the threat is here. I had to email him. I'm like, I don't, all right, I'll appear on the show, but I don't get it. Like, what's,
that's what I'm saying. It's this new thing where you got George Soros and these big foundations openly sending out provocateurs that are saying kill cops and burn down cities, and that's okay. And then they're twisting something Trump's done. It shows a new level of deception.
Right. You have BLM, the Black Lives Matter movement, calling for pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon. And then what do we want? Dead cops. When do we want them? Now?
Bang, bang,
and yet
bang.
The left is worried that Donald Trump said, hey, you know, Second Amendment people, you know, I don't know. I mean, that's the quote. If you're listening at home going, I don't understand what Bongino
said. And obviously, that's what they should all be talking about with Rolling Stone, the New York Times, calling for banning guns, time to, quote, repeal the Second Amendment. They should be talking about what the repercussions are going to be. Because, I mean, even if you're a Democrat, you should be asking yourself that.
Yeah, and the one thing I will give Trump, and again, I'm not a Trump surrogate. Yeah, I appreciate that he tweeted some support. I could have used it after the Don Lemon interview where the left was, I mean, you should have seen the tweets I got. I'm sure you're used to them, but I'm not used to multiple, like, death threats in one night. One
sure.
Or two, okay, but I got, you know, it was pretty nasty.
Yeah, 150 a minute, not good.
Oh, I mean, in my Twitter account, you know, just exploded, but I just need everybody to take away from this that this is a very coordinated effort by people on the left. You know what? What is it? Fred Siegel used to talk about in his book, Revolt Against the Masses, this iron triangle of the media, congressional committees, and left-wing activists, how left-wing activists push the media and congressional committees to advance issues. Make no mistake, that iron triangle is working together.
Oh,
right,
you can
now.
See it's a talking point across the board, and they are coming after our most basic of rights. In fact, because you mentioned it, let's play a clip of Heston and then dovetail it with Joe Biden on the campaign trail, 2008, basically saying, if Obama comes after my gun, I'm going to stand up to him. Here's a clip.
From my cold, dead hands.
I guarantee you, Barack Obama ain't taking my shotguns, so don't buy that malarkey. Don't buy that malarkey. They're gonna start peddling that to you. I got two. If he tries to fool my Beretta, he's got a problem. I like that little over and under. You know, I'm not bad with it.
Can you imagine Mr. Bongino, Bongino.com, former senior Secret Service agent who quit because he couldn't be part of what he saw, but he's never told us what it is? I mean, imagine if Trump would have made that Joe Biden statement.
Alex, I hate to say it, but if you said that, you'd probably be in jail. I mean, seriously, if you were to use that exact Joe Biden quote and not change it a bit, you'd probably have, seriously, you would probably be in jail, because I know how these things work behind the scenes, how they investigate these threat things. But again, because he's a liberal leftist, he's given a complete total pass, because the implicit way to think, the way the media wants you to think, is that the left is always innocent, they always have good intentions, and we should always defend them. And the right, everything they say is a call to violence, and you should have to defend why we shouldn't lock you up or investigate you. It's a complete paradigm shift, and it's very dangerous to the cause of liberty. And this is what really worries me about the future of the country. You know, we can have sound debates, Alex, reasonable debates about what the tax rate should be, import-export policy. I mean, I always default to liberty in these things. But I understand how some liberals, maybe they feel otherwise. That's okay. What we can't have a debate about, what we can never have a debate about, is God-given, capital G-O-D, God-given rights to speech, assembly, religion. These are things
absolutely
that are not debatable.
Dan Bongino, we've only got about 5-6 minutes left with you. I want to spend some time talking about what you're up to these days and where you see the campaign going and 2016 and more. But shifting gears, I know a couple times, because you've called us or sent us an email asking, hey, did you say the other day that I was your source for something? We've never said you've been our source. You've only said on air the things you say. You've never released any info other than saying it's worse than what people are saying, and that's what other Secret Service agents have said here on this show. But we know what's going on with Hillary. We know she was in a hospital for almost a year and had brain surgeries. They've kept it secret, but they admit it. We know she's deteriorating. And I went to Cleveland not only get the Secret Service in trouble, I was blown away by it. So I've been to a lot of, you know, major events over the years, and had a few federal marshals or Secret Service say hi or say they like the show. I mean, it was amazing. I mean, the crew witnessed it over and over again. The Secret Service, like, cheering us, and I don't want to say, you know, that's unprofessional, but that's what was going on. And then we had some Secret Service folks want to talk to us, and I passed it over to Biggs, and they said, well, just in about a month or so, you're going to get some info. Well, it came through the channels, non-digital, and it was just basically what you're saying about Hillary is true. We're really worried. We don't know how they think she's even going to make it. She's basically having seizures all the time. They've had to put in handicap stuff to get her in the cars. There's a scuttlebutt about some big announcement. Now, obviously, this is the kind of stuff you can get people put in prison or killed. I just have a duty when real Secret Service agents, I mean, you're there in Cleveland. This is going on. Things are so bad behind the scenes that we've gotten to this point. What do you make of all this?
Yeah, by the way, that meltdown by the Young Turks guy was just classic. That's some of the best video I've ever. I'm not kidding, man. I watched that thing 3 times. That was hysterical to watch these liberals lose their minds, you know? So good job on that one.
Well, what happened there was, their people set him up and told me to go up. He was okay with it at first. Then when he saw Roger Stone, that's when he blew up. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, that was good. No, and what I said this a while ago, and this clip went viral too, that it's worse than you know, talking about the Obama administration from the inside. You know, I meant it. And what I mean to say, what I think your listeners need to take away from this is, I don't think even the hardcore conservatives and liberty-based folks who understand the gravity of the fight we're fighting understand really the level of rank incompetence going on in the White House. Now, I get it. Yeah, I'm not saying they don't know what they're doing in regards to, you know, the implementation of Obamacare, so it was designed to fail, so that a third-party payer government-run system. You're right. It was designed to fail. But what I'm saying is, I don't think you understand the amateur hour nature of the administration and how they can't even keep control of just basic things. In other words, yes, your plan is always for bigger government and implement control.
They've got a plan, but they're truly incompetent, which is frightening. Well, let me say on this. We're about to put people back in that stole the China that was George Washington's. I mean,
right, Alex, this is important. They're so incompetent. Amateur hour, that even though they're ideological hard leftists who are implementing the exact plan you guys thought with Obamacare and taxes and everything, you know, the war on cash and all this stuff, they're so ignorant to what's going on that they can't even implement their failures effectively.
And is that why? Because, I mean, I'll tell you, sir, I'm shocked. And obviously this is dangerous. I don't like it, but I have a duty when it's real to report it. And it wasn't any secret stuff or any documents. It was just, hey, yeah, you're on target. Here's some info. What does it say about the incompetence inside the government at the White House level that the Secret Service is now at the point that they are so concerned about what's going on that information is being leaked?
Yeah, I think a lot of people are upset. I mean, you saw the book, Gary Burns' book. Gary was, you know, I get it, Alex. I mean, it's not my thing to do these tell-all books. I don't understand. It's not my bag of chips. But I understand why people are doing it. I mean, a lot of people are starting to speak out because this is the calculus they're making, Alex. They're saying, all right, I get it. There's a certain oath to keep quiet in the Secret Service. But isn't there an oath to save the country first? I mean, you're a federal agent who swore to uphold the Constitution.
Will you uphold that oath and get your kids killed? Exactly. There's got to be some point at which when you've got foreign actors, Chinese communists, admittedly, I mean, I've been told by former deputy directors of the CIA that Hillary is a Chinese spy. I mean, there's got to be some level where I'm asking myself, what do I do, Dan?
Well, I don't know if she's a Chinese spy or not, but I can tell you this. I doubt it, but I know her emails. I know for a fact that her staff knew that server had been hacked. I knew it. And whether she's doing it de facto and sharing information and didn't know or did know, either way, this is what I'm talking about, by the gross level of incompetence. They can't even implement a design failure.
The White House run Media Matters came out and attacked you when you were on 6 months ago and said the hack. When they knew it had been hacked, exactly. They don't even want to plug the hacks. They don't want Secret Service telling, you know, how evil Hillary is, but they don't care if every foreign government in the world can just jump on her server.
No, and this is the crazy thing about that attack. Like, I'm telling you on your show that the person who told me this is an unimpeachable first-hand source who was there, was literally there, like physically at the scene when this happened. So you would think the left, Alex, to save the country would be like, oh, my gosh, we've got a major hack of the Secretary of State. This could be a big deal. We should try to fix this. No, their only concern is let's discredit the source. Who cares if they know about CIA operatives overseas, the Chinese or the Russians, and people get killed? I mean, we already saw the scientist who was killed. So, I mean, it's ridiculous. These people don't care about the country.
We've only got 2 minutes left. I know you've got to go. But seriously, go back because I was interrupting. I mean, at the point where the Secret Service was cheering me, I was almost embarrassed because, I mean, what does that say about the psychology in the government that they're so panicked that they're just happy to see little old Alex Jones as if there's some hope over there? I mean, that put responsibility on me that just blew my mind because, let me tell you, if Alex Jones is like some big shot at the Secret Service, we're in deep crap.
I think people are really upset within the government. I think they feel like there's an elite class of bourgeois insider government officials that live by a completely different set of rules. I mean, whether it was the Kathleen Sebelius Hatch Act violation, Jim Clapper lying to Congress about spying on Americans, Hillary Clinton with the email server, and then you get rank and file men and women in the Secret Service, the FBI, and other government agencies that if they did the same thing would find themselves in bracelets and handcuffs. And they feel like, you know, what the heck is this? I mean, I didn't sign up for this junk. And I think that's why you're seeing this. That's why you're seeing this effect of people on the inside.
You know you've been betrayed, and you know you're fundamentally hated by a criminal culture. It's like they run the country. They run it all. And it's the old story, I'm going to let you go, of Ron Silver when the Clintons first got in, the Hollywood actor and producer. Jets fly over, and he goes, they're threatening us. That's how, and they go, no, those are our jets now. A lot of these people literally don't even get it, and I think that's why Hillary reportedly treats the Secret Service so bad. How did Obama treat the Secret Service? You can't say.
No, I mean, listen, he was always nice personally to me. I mean, but I always tell people, none of that matters. I mean, I don't want to date the guy. You know, I want a guy who's going to be a liberty-respecting, constitution-loving president, and he's not. I mean, none of that matters. They were all nice guys. I mean, you know, but none of that really matters.
So what's it say about Hillary then? What's it say about Hillary that universally people say she's super hateful?
Yeah, I'm going to reserve comment on that one. That my comment is my reserving my comment on that one.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Give us 60 seconds on what is going on in Bongino land right now and Bongino.com.
Yeah, the race is looking great. So anything, Alex, your audience is really passionate. I would appreciate it. Whenever I come on your show, we always pick up a lot of Twitter followers and a lot of donations, so I appreciate it.
Sure, even mainstream media is saying you're probably going to win this one. How do we make sure that happens? Tell folks briefly about the race.
Yeah, it's Florida 19, the congressional district, Naples, Fort Myers, Lee, Collier County, those two areas there. So if you live down there, make sure you vote. And if you want to help us out, it's bongino.com. I'd really appreciate it. Your audience is pretty passionate. So.
And folks can follow you on Twitter as well. Thank you so much for spending time with us and for speaking to us.
Yeah, man, you got it. Talk to you soon.
All right, there he goes. And, again, you heard me bring up the Secret Service cheering us and all that. I don't say that to brag, okay? It's surreal when it's going on. And one of the times, dude goes to start videotaping it because he's standing over behind. And I'm like, no. In fact, if Rob Dew isn't at lunch or something, you bring him in here because we tell these stories. I don't want to take people in trouble. And then it was just all over the place it was going on. And I realized, oh, my God, this country is in so much trouble because they know what's going on. And then they listen to me. And that's just confirming everything I'm saying. It makes me feel sick, actually. I mean, this country is in deep trouble. But I guess the good news here is folks are waking up, but the public is so soft. The public is so soft. And the bourgeois establishment elite is so disconnected. I mean, can you imagine a major globalist going to one of these Cain meetings? Her vice presidential running mate. And they're meeting in, I'm not going to even say the state. And I was told I could say all this, and I'm just not even going to say it. And it's all real. I mean, this is from real people, folks. What's happening is people are getting sick and tired of this, and just we're getting more and more and more and more and more. And quite frankly, this stuff's so crazy that, and I know it's true, it's just at a certain point, it's like, really? Really? We have these people running our government? That are so crazy and arrogant that they're in front of rooms and in hangouts. hangers and you know, being shuffled into mansions, giggling and shooting their mouths off about how they're going to kill Donald Trump. I mean, this is just getting... I just can't handle it anymore.
We're on the march.
It's crazy.
The empire's on the
march. I might not handle it.
Alex
Jones. I mean,
Jones,
I just don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-Seed Oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-Seed Oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been giving your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-Seed Oil and One World Way, for your fantastic health, call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price. Until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I mean, what do I do? Do I call the Secret Service? I've done that before. We had this guy. Oh, gosh, it was about 15 years ago. Secret Service has got a file on it. It was in Tennessee papers. And this guy kept sending me letters saying, I'm going to kill George W. Bush. I'm going to kill him. I've got the guns. I've got the weapons. I'm going to kill you, too. I know you're a devil worshiper. I know you're a Satanist. All these weird maps and crap. And I called the Secret Service. I brought the information to them in North Austin. And they went to the guy's house and grabbed him. He confessed to it. They convicted him. And I heard he got mental help or something. What do you do, though, when it's meetings with Hillary's VP candidate and world leaders talking about going after Trump? I mean, at a certain point, it's like, why do I have to do this? I mean, I've kind of really psychoanalyzed it at this point. I want the audience to understand, this stuff is over the top now. This isn't rhetoric, okay? It isn't rhetoric I have the Secret Service cheering me all over Cleveland and the police and you name it. It isn't rhetoric. You heard Bongino. He wasn't disagreeing earlier. He knows it's true. He's told me off air no secrets. But like 3 years ago, how much the Secret Service loves me. And I'm like, oh, yeah, all right, the Secret Service. Because in my experience, at RNCs and DNCs are like angry, shoving people around, trying to keep people from getting killed or whatever, just come off as kind of arrogant. Like when I had a point, or basically start to point an MP5 at me, HK, driving into the Hillary Obama meeting in 2008. And you're like, oh, yeah, the Secret Service really loves me. Sure. And then you experience it, and you're like, what twilight zone am I in? And then we've got, I mean, incredible Pentagon sources, incredible contractor sources, incredible, you name it. And it's just at a certain point, it's like, man, if I know all this, what do the other people in government know? I mean, these people are bad. And you heard what Bongino was saying. He said, that's exactly it. Stealing the silverware and the plates that, by the way, were valued at millions of dollars, because that's stuff George Washington signed his first executive orders to get money from Congress to pay for diplomatic dinners and to have the plates for people to eat on. Nobody eats on that unless, like, the Queen of England comes or something. That's the last time they got it out. That's back when Reagan would send that kind of message. He wasn't against it. Let's just say, hey, here's George Washington. He, you know, eat off what he ate off. It's just kind of interesting. I'm sure they thought it was really neat, too. It's that history to it. They just stole it. And again, they run the world, basically, and they're stealing silverware. And that's what I hear about them, is that, well, they've had FBI agents that went public. Hillary would spend hours hanging crack pipes and Mao baubles, ornaments in a Christmas tree. And like the Secret Service and the FBI are like, these are crazy people. I mean, even if you hate Christmas, why are you going to hang crack pipes in the tree? Because they're demons, folks. If you study criminology, this is what freaks are into. This is what they do. And you just can't believe that it's the First Lady who really ran the White House about to be back in. Go to drudgereport.com. She now sounds like Trump on trade and has now starts doing her hair like Trump. Look at this. Now she copies his hair, and the media even understands it. And thanks a billion, Drudge Report has biggest month in 21-year history. I thought the media, mainstream media, said he was dying, you know, that he was just over. He was just July 16th smashed all viewership records. 1,472,220,000. And yes, on the top 100 website list, InfoWars has moved up from 90-something to 80-something. I haven't even spent time looking at it, but I'm just looking at who's number one. There you go. Imagine the top 100 websites, InfoWars, on another rating service that uses Google and others, is in the top, you know, 80. MSNBC's not even in the, you know, basically top 1,000. But they have Alexa and Bezos just saying we don't even exist. That's, these people are a joke, is what I'm saying. They're stealing silverware. Why are they ruling over us? Can you imagine going over to nice people's house for dinner and they get out nice cutlery and stuff and nice platters and things, and you're like sticking silver wear in your jacket? Maybe if you were poor and stupid and didn't know that you could have a chance in society to operate by trust, the most valuable thing you can have is your name. Even if you're starving to death, you can just ask for help. You don't need to steal it. But no, they've got all this money and all this power, and they're stealing silverware. And you know, I'm kind of harping on that when I've got all this endless news to cover, because it illustrates everything we're talking about. It's like a skeleton key. It opens every door into the minds of these people who would spend their time. If I was a decadent sociopath, I would spend my time, you know, watching football and having sex and eating the finest food and screwing around. I was a self-centered, dead nobody. And that's dead if you don't have passions and don't care. But see, they have passions. It's to desecrate crosses, desecrate Christmas trees, run around beating people up, running around being a horrible, nasty person, and treating little people like absolute crap. Hillary's the type of person, like when you see the movie Running Man, when the head of the network, a guy's mopping the floor and actually hits his feet. And he goes, I'm sorry, sir. He goes, it's all right. He goes, if that guy's mopping the floor is here tomorrow, you know, you'll be mopping him for a week. They fire the old guy. Hillary's really like that. She loves to hurt little people. She loves to call people that own a restaurant over and go, that waiter or that waitress, this is like well known, looked at me in the wrong way, and I'm going to tell you something right now. You get your manager. I'm going to have this checked, and if that person's working here in a week, you're going to have big problems. Just like she did that big laugh stop on the top places in L.A., she had people actually call from the campaign and say, we're going to audit you, we're going to shut you down if you have any criticism of Hillary. Is that clear? Is that clear? Imagine how mad I make her. But she, her people are like, ma'am, you cannot order the hit of this guy. He's got too much attention on him. This will blow up in our face. It just, you cannot do it. I'll guarantee you those conversations go on. I have experienced messages from the Clintons. I have experienced when the fists are coming down into my face in a parking lot, shut up about the Clintons, shut up about Waco. Of course, he only got about three or four words out. And I was spewing blood all over them, but it was fun. See? But see, the average person wants to sit there and grovel to this and give in to this. I'm not giving in to a disease hunchback demon. I mean, I want to know where the flying monkeys are with this lady, okay? Seriously, I expect flying monkeys to just come flying out from behind her at any moment. I mean, what happens if you dump water on her? Here's the deal. She can tell me that she's going to get me and my little dog, too. I know she's going to get me and my little dog at the time of her choosing if I don't meet her on the field. All right, I had so much news to cover today. I basically only got into a thimble of it because I've just been rhetorically getting into what's happening in the state of the world. I'm going to get to it here in a moment. But that is bombshell to have Bongino not doubting that the Secret Service gave us info about her health. And he just said they're desperate. They know the country's dying. They Secret Service has never done that in its history, folks. And it's because they know the country's gone. It can always rise again like the phoenix, but we have to admit it's going on. We the citizens, have to understand. And all the trendies that think it's funny she ran the State Department out of her bathroom with a server. They think it's funny all these foreign governments got the whole spy networks and everything else. Do you idiots have any idea how dangerous that is? But they don't. They don't care. They've got little trendy outfits, and they go eat at trendy restaurants, and they're gastropods. And it's okay to be a gastropod. You just got to care sometimes about what's happening in the world. You've got to act like an adult, a serious person. All right, enough of that. I have not plugged once in an hour and 43 minutes. I've skipped multiple breaks. I am out of control. And I'm going to just leave it at this. I'm sending three or four people up to Wisconsin, Milwaukee right now. That costs a lot of money. We built an independent news organization that's changing the world because you're changing the world. And we have the very best nutraceuticals, the best supplements, the best vitamins, the best products at InfoWarsLife.com you're going to find anywhere. And we're running new specials right now, this week only. The old specials have ended. Living Defense is now 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com for a limited time. The Living Defense Harmful Organism Cleanser is so important. It's now 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com for being sold out for months. Now is the time to secure your bottle for this discounted price before we completely run out again. Start eliminating toxins and harmful organisms from your body naturally without harmful chemicals. Living Defense uses organic herbs and enzymes to help naturally cleanse harmful organisms from the body. Just read some of the reviews on InfoWarsLife.com and see what Living Defense is doing for listeners. Stock up and start cleansing now at InfoWarsLife.com before we sell out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Get Living Defense for 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com today while supplies last. And then you go read the 5-star reviews. Look, everybody needs to do a parasite cleanse. And that means from microbes up to other little larger nasties. Musician Man 1981, or Music Man 1981 from Montrose, California said, 5 stars, really like Living Defense. Powerful stuff. I use it with Oxy Powder and InfoWarsLife.com. Deep Cleanse and Survival Shield, and I feel great. Yeah, it's amazing. This is by Falcon Max in Phoenix, Arizona. I am in the midst of a 6-week cleansing period, and the results are awesome. Thank you, Alex. I love your products. I mean, just go do it for yourself. And I want to thank you all. It's humbling that you've supported us. I really need your prayers more than anything. But these are products everybody needs. Everybody needs colloidal silver. Everybody needs Supermel Vitality, all the garbage they put in things. I mean, everybody needs to be wearing a Hillary for President shirt to meet like-minded people and fight back against the globalist. Everybody needs to counter the onslaught. And we have the products that are the very best that we can develop. InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site for all the different preparedness items, the books, the films, the T-shirts, thousands of items. Molon Labe shirts, Come and Take It shirts, it's all there. And also, we now have an exclusive pre-sale. And it's not really a pre-sale because the DVDs are here and ready to ship. But Armageddon, two DVD special with two free Alex Jones DVDs. And it's the director's cut and a great way to wake people up about the New World Order in a fiction-based film. You cannot get a better deal on that. So check that out. I mean, just the police state, documentaries alone are so important for everybody's archives, especially with all the internet censorship they're trying to bring in and push. Now it's more important than ever that we have hard copies, basically, of everything available and in our homes to be able to spread this information if things get even more serious down the road. It's amazing. And again, I want to thank you for your support. Okay, let's go ahead and start getting into some of these clips. Let's go to the Trump clips first and talk about those. Trump is now getting into her medical issues, testing the waters. He says Hillary is exhausted, taking weekends off. There was an article, I think it was The Hill, over the weekend, but I never got to it. You guys print it. Hillary wouldn't be able to get back up was the headline. And it was her doing an interview talking about how I was so exhausted during the DNC that if I laid down, I wouldn't be able to get back up. I'm so exhausted. I mean, this is what we're talking about. She clearly looks like hell. And the inside info is having all sorts of different problems. They tell me check the back of the binder. Here it is. Hillary couldn't even get up after exhausting convention, Breitbart. Then it links through to mainstream news articles where she's quoted. By the end of those 2 weeks, that's exactly how I felt. I was, oh my gosh, I don't know that I can get up, let alone what I will do if I am vertical. By the end of those 2 weeks, I knock on wood and pretty lucky because I have a lot of stamina and endurance, which is necessary in the kind of campaigning I'm engaged in. But I also try to eat right. It goes on through that. So they're trying to get you ready for the medical announcement that's coming. She was in a hospital off and on 6 months straight, off and on for over a year, with all sorts of surgeries going on. Probably cancer, probably, brain tumors is what Dr. Pachinik thinks, a lot of others, that then cause all the secondary problems and neurological issues. That's why she only does short press conferences. It's why she gives short speeches. It's why she can't stay during the debates. What is she going to pull is the $64 trillion question to stay out of these three debates with Donald Trump. The media tried to act like Trump is going to boycott these, like he's done one, and then they said he was afraid of debates. They had like 20-something. By the end, he just said no more. Not because he was afraid, but they were just total hit pieces, and he'd already dominated. But he's got to be in these debates, and I've been told he is going to be in them, but I don't see how she's going to sit there for hours. They're trying to make them shorter, I know. Nothing against people that are handicapped, but her diaper's filling up, she needs to go change the diaper or take some tranquilizers or whatever are going on with her. That's what this comes down to. And that's why all the handlers are behind the scenes talking about false flags. to have an attempted assassination of Hillary that fails, and then blame it on Trump and drum up anger and fervor so that it would be seen as tit for tat if something happened to Donald. Good Lord. And these people. Imagine if I know about this, the Secret Service does. That's another reason they're so freaked out, I would imagine. I mean, they've got to know. If I know about this, Secret Service has to know about it. I guess we'll just have to talk to the folks that were there and tell me to go to the Secret Service. I mean, you know, that's what's going on with this stuff. That's the level we've reached in this country. That's what I'm saying. I have trouble just sitting here. When I say I can't handle it, I love my life. I would never commit suicide. I would never. I don't mean that. I mean, I can't handle just sitting up here and just daily life goes on and knowing all this. And I just want listeners to understand this is not hype. This is not us trying to, I mean, see all the stuff we talk about that later comes out. And we say we have sources. We say things are coming out. They do. We really do. And so I'm just saying, you don't need to tune into an action adventure movie to see all this stuff. You can tune in right here, and it's all being broken down. We're going to come back with the Trump clip. Stay with us.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson Baby Powder was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using the talcum baby powder product. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Baby Powder Alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free, and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-588-7342. 1-800-588-7342.
Federal agents, we are armed! Biden's giving a speech. CNN's covering it. Clinton News Network. And the new slogan is, friends don't let friends vote Trump. Which I guess means vote early, vote often, or get your friends to go vote for Hillary. And I was looking at her, and she looks even worse than usual behind Biden. But, of course, I'm sure she wasn't put behind Biden on purpose. I'm sure that was just an accident, just like they put Mateen's father, the mass shooter at the Pulse nightclub, right behind her last week. Man, look at Hillary. She looks like hell. She doesn't look old, folks. She looks like she is deathly ill. Ah, man. Again, for radio listeners, we're streaming at Infowars.com/show. Free feeds for everybody. All right, let me get to these clips because I was mentioning them. Trump, I'm told I'm going to win Erie and landslide. We'll go to that in a moment. First, Trump talks about exhausted Hillary is taking weekends off. Here it is.
Hillary Clinton has supported tax increases on the middle class for her entire career. She's voted for higher taxes 235 times in the Senate. I thought it was more than that. That doesn't sound... Think of it. She's voted for tax increases. And by the way, she's proposing a big one today. In her speech, her teleprompter speech, she's got... Her speeches are so short, though. They don't last long. You know, they're like, 10 minutes, let's get out of here. Go back home and go to sleep. 3 days later, she gets up and she does another one and goes back home and goes to sleep. Oh, boy, is ISIS hoping for her. Is China hoping? Can you imagine China? They come in. You ever negotiate with the Chinese? They're tough.
In her bedroom.
You got to hit them back with a lot of energy.
That's right. And, of course, you notice Trump was on the election and fraud, and now he's on her health. Things are going very well. Drudge has been hammering this, and they've been demonizing him because he's on target. We're on target. You're on target. Stay on target. Let's go to the other clip. Trump, I'm told I'm going to win Erie in a landslide. That's a big Democrat area. He's got internal polling, folks. He's way ahead all over. There's this huge hoax, though, that he's going to lose. And that's meant to actually create that perception so he does. Or so when they steal it, people believe that he was really a loser. But Trump's not dumb. That's why they're looking into other ways to take him out right now. Let's go to that clip.
So I was told this whole area is Democratic, meaning Democrat. And I was told that by a lot of different people outside. And then they said, I can't believe that you have 10,000 people, you have people outside trying to get in. They said, they came up to me, happens to be a Democrat who I happen to know is a good guy, came up to me and said, I've never seen anything like it. It always goes Democrat. Is that a correct statement? Said, you are going to win Erie and the surrounding, you're going to win in a landslide. It's going to be a landslide.
That's right, he is. And that's why they are freaking out. Like chickens with their heads cut off, running around dinosaur media. Oh, he's evil. He's horrible. He's a liar. He's a fraud. He wants a revolution. He's 20 points ahead, 30 points behind. She had a Freudian slip. He's 20 points ahead. He's 20 points behind. They are just lying and lying and lying and lying and lying and lying and then lying some more and then lying some more and then lying some more. But only the weakest minded people are buying into it. The general public gets it now. They're like, you know, they told me Donald Trump was against gay people, but turned out he was an advocate for them, which might be a problem for some evangelicals. I could see that. It's just that the stuff they say about him isn't true. By the way, he's not out to get Mexicans either. He just wants to kick felons out of the country.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Open up.